And John Cole is the public outreach man. He's the director of what you hear about Anthrocon, better known as the furries. John, how you doing?
I am great, Larry. It is great to hear your voice again as well.
Yeah,
I
appreciate you being on with us. Thanks for joining us. And the first thing I heard is when you finally set the dates here in Pittsburgh, the hotel rooms went in minutes, 11,000 rooms. Boom.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't expect that. We had to reach out to additional hotels to start securing extra space. Right now, Anthrocon is going to be hosting attendees in 22 hotels downtown, and we are going to actually have six shuttle bus routes ferrying people around from the convention.
So take us through the process of what's going to go on while all the furries are gathered in Pittsburgh. Going to happen while all these people are gathered here in Pittsburgh, all the furries?
So there's going to be a lot going on, Larry. Starting on even the 4th of July, people are coming in earlier and earlier. A number of musicians, they're furry musicians that attend and support Anthrocon, they're going to be doing a free concert down at Market Square on the 4th of July between about 11:30 and 1:30. That is free to the public, and it's open to the public, so anyone there can join in. That's being done in conjunction with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. On the 5th, the Friday, we're very fortunate to have a guest from Japan. He is an acrobat who performs in fursuit. He's going to be doing a stage performance, one-day performance in the convention. So that is a ticketed event. You have to be a member of Anthrocon to do that. On Saturday, during the parade will happen right around 2 o'clock. But after the parade, not only will we have a block party going on, but Anthrocon has arranged to have a screening of the Don Bluth classic, The Secret of Nim, down at the Harris Theater on Liberty Avenue. That is something that people can purchase box office tickets from directly through the Harris Theater. There's a lot more that's going on. There are a lot of discounts and restaurants that are working with us. There are more and more things. We've got the Clipper Cruise Line that's going to be running cruises with fursuiters on it all, you know, pretty much all weekend. Everybody is just super excited. We have over 12,000 people that pre-registered for the event. And to give you some scope, that or to some comparison, we had 13,500 that attended in total last year. So we almost hit that number just with pre-registration. So we're expecting well over 15,000 attendees this year.
And then, John, will all of the attendees, I assume, at some point dress up?
Well, only about 20 to 25% of our attendees have costumes. They are very expensive. They can range anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 all the way up to $8,000 to $25,000 per costume.
Oh, wow.
So not everybody has one. A lot of people who have them, they love walking around with the block party, walking around Pittsburgh, taking photographs and, you know, meeting people. But for those that don't, a lot of our attendees are also artists, writers, musicians, stand-up comics. There's a lot going on both in downtown as well as in the convention. Some of our musicians might even be doing like free street performances during the block parties. You might see them. Our marching band that we have arranged will also be out there.
So, John, for those that don't know, they obviously very visual. It brightens up town. I mean, it's a cool thing to see. However, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that why do these people do this? What is the attraction?
You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of theories and questions about it. Essentially, it's a lot of fun. You know, if you think about sci-fi conventions, why do people dress up as Star Wars or Star Trek characters? If you have anime conventions, why do people dress up as their favorite characters there? It's the same concept. The difference is all of those groups are what we call consumer conventions. You're consuming pre-existing work of someone else, and you're cosplaying or costuming as their characters. Most of these people have created their own original character, and they dress up or draw pictures and commission artwork of the character they've created themselves. So they're considered producer. That's a producer convention rather than a consumer convention.
And is it too late for someone to sign up?
It is not. As I mentioned, we had over 12,000 people pre-register, but anybody who wants to come to Anthrocon, whether you want a costume or just kind of take in some of the events, you can register on site. That will be happening at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Hall D. Prices will be listed on the website because they do go up just a bit when you do on site. We are anticipating somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 3,000 to 4,000 plus people will register on site. There's a lot of people to meet, a lot of great artists, a lot of musicians, and a lot of good times to be had. We're anticipating a banner year.
This is going to be the biggest ever. Already sounds like it is. John, I appreciate you jumping on this morning. Maybe we'll catch you early in the week as you get ready to greet everybody coming from as far away as Japan to be here.
We do have people from all six inhabited continents that will be attending AnthroCon. We're working on Antarctica, but the penguins are having some visa problems. So we're working on that.
Yeah, the penguins are having problems. They didn't make the playoffs for 2 years, but that's another story.
Right.
John Cole, we appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you. You take care, Larry.
You got it. John's the public outreach director for AnthroCon. Good guy.